to be a sort of taina klapamala. It says, Eichas ha-shakvara sohu. How could it be something that was already nigza? Tova meni ligvois nishehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then came to demand of me. Asha ad lo yishchokim mintochu. Even before the skies were put into place, Bishali Ramaz or Saisisayu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miramiz that the Chumres HaMikdash, in the words Vard Saisisayu. It's a chazal. It says, Amar Priya Barabba, Mitchilas Briyosi Shaloylam, Tzof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bis HaMikdash Bonui V'Chorev V'Boni. Reish is Barlakim is Boni, Ha'arat Saisisayu V'Voyas Chorev, Kimada Amris Reisis Aretz Vinetoy Vavoyu, Vayem Alekim Yor Bonim Shokolas Lobay. So Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzofer, a world that was Boni, Chorev Boni, and Bimela it was predetermined. And the type and the taina that we have is, how could you fault us for something that already had been predetermined? It's in the nature of different chazal, where you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Adam Mishnah came with a taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, 2,000 years before the Bria, you had Paradumi written in the Torah, so you knew that be Misa and so on. It's of a certain genre of where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you talk and so on. But I want to try a little bit to understand the Etzem Chazal itself. What's the point? What is the point of having the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Tzeifer, a Beis HaMikdash that's Boni and Chorev and Boni? What does it mean that's Boni v'Chorev v'Boni? It's ke'ilu there's something in the very Bria itself that contains that. And it's not just telling us, if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the Asidus, knows the Asidus. So what does it mean? The Chazal are teaching into the Psukim that Reish is Bara is ke'ilu the Nekuda of Beis HaMikdash, and that fits very well with what we said before. Baratz HaYisus Soyhu Vavoyhu is afterwards, and then, you know, Vahi Aras is again. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Antoyu Vavoyhu. Rashi says that it means, Voyhu means empty, and Toyhu means that Ka'odam HaTomeha, Loshen, wondering, astonishment at the fact that it's empty. It's a very, very strange Loshen for us. What does it mean, astonishment at its emptiness? It's so empty, that's astonishing. There's a gvul to, I mean, empty is empty. It says it's Ma'ira Tmiha. By who's Ma'ira Tmiha? I mean, there was nobody there yet. So then there would be water, and there would be vegetation, there would be animals, and there would be people. So let's understand the Nakuda here. Imagine a person buys a new apartment. A person buys a new house. Somebody just finished building a house. And he walks into the new house that's finished building, and it's obviously empty. And the person is, that emptiness is normal, it's natural. A person moves into someone else's apartment. Sometimes there's something left there, sometimes it's not. But again, that emptiness is a natural state. A person has a house full of furniture and things and items. He goes away, and if somebody steals it, he comes back, and it's totally empty. The person the emptiness yells out at him. In other words, the question is, what is the natural tfisa that I have in something? If I have a natural tfisa in something that it's empty. So if I walk into when somebody finishes building a house, of course it's empty. I mean, that's where houses come. They, when you build a house, the house is empty. So the natural state is emptiness. and if you fill it up, but if a place that you see is to be full, then and it's empty, then I'm missing something. In other words, I could be toifus things as lemoshel. If a person has a friend, and then he made a friend, and then the friend leaves and goes away, or whatever it is, so, you know, it's you miss the person, but that's that. A person has parents, so he's missing parents when they take leave. It's a void. It's a void because I come with parents, and taking out a parent is leaving a void, a hole. If we were to look at the history of the world was going round and round. There was all sorts of events, and at some point we got to Israel. We built the Beis Hamikdash. It was wonderful. Built the Beis Hamikdash was wonderful. Beis Hamikdash is gone. It's gone. You know, we live without a Beis Hamikdash. We had a Beis Hamikdash, and it's gone. So it would be nice if we have another Beis Hamikdash, but there's no real sense of missing something essential. Bereishis bara. That's the Beis Hamikdash to Binyanai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria a sense that having the Nekudah of Kedusha is what the Bria is. And when the world surfaced without the Beis Hamikdash, there was a hole there. There was a Vnifkat Mekoymecha. There was something missing there. Where is the whole of Kedusha? What does it mean? There's a world with a Bayir Olam, with a purpose, and where is it? And then it was built. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, into the heart of the Bria, that Churban, Tohu is Tomea on its Rekonusai. Where is it? For a person who is a sensitive Baal Nefesh, for a person who has an neshama, a Bria without the Mokum Kedusha, without the Mokum Chibur, Tal Yoinim, so what's the pshat? Where's the Tatzah Bria? Where is what we're supposed to be doing? Where is what we're supposed to be striving for? The way in which the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt is if we're toifis it as toihu vavoihu that should tmehim al rekenusa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu breishis bara, that the binyan Beis Hamikdash was the heart of the word breishis, and haaretz is a soyu vavoihu, that whenever there won't be kedusha, it's going to be screaming in its void. The void is going to be shouting that something missing. That itself is the only hope, because things that were cherries on top, a cherry on top of the icing is, you know, yes, yes, not, not. But when you're missing the goof itself, you'll never, things that are go to the core of something, to the essence of something, will always be mistaken to be replaced. So the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the Bria was that he put Binyan Beis Hamikdash in the core of it, and Churban Beis Hamikdash as a phenomena. The nothingness is describing something. It's not the pshat we don't have Beis Hamikdash. We have not a Beis Hamikdash. There's a void there. There's a big hole there waiting to be filled. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria.